celebrities, journalists enraged as they lose blue check marks on Twitter. By Alam Bokhari on April 23, 2023. A cacophony of wrath has marked Twitter over the past few days, as the platform's legacy system of blue verified checkmarks, given to hand-picked users, was retired in favor of a new system open to all users willing to pay a subscription fee. The new regime came into force on April 20, 2023. Another nod to the 420 meme by perennial jokester Elon Musk, and resulted in users who had been verified under the old system, mostly celebs, journalists, and public figures, lose their checkmarks. Those figures could easily reacquire their checkmarks by taking the $8 subscription option that is now available to all users. But many instead chose to descend into a fit of pique at the loss of their once exclusive status signifier. So by revoking my blue checkmark because I wouldn't pay some arbitrary fee, someone can just be me and say a bunch of bullshit, seethed Alyssa Milano. Does that mean Twitter and Elon Musk are liable for defamation or identity theft or fraud? Elon, deciding that I'm not me, I'm a fake, and obliging me, who has contributed mightily to your platform, at least until you tweak the algorithm and tank my metrics, to pay monthly because you don't have enough money and you're humiliated BC everyone thinks you're a pathetic douche, is the funniest thing you've ever done, said Bette Midler. Today proves yet again that you can't buy class but you can buy a blue checkmark, said leftist journalist Dan Rather. We are the content creators. We are why advertisers are here. And we create all this content for free. You should be paying us, raged the official account of Mueller. She wrote, a Trump-era podcast promoting the Russiagate hoax. The hosts of Morning Joe condemned the chaos of the change, including the potential effects on democracy. Today I lost a blue check mark, and saved both $8 a month and my dignity, said liberal author John Pavlovitz. I win. Originally created to protect prominent figures from impersonation, Twitter's blue check mark quickly became a prize doled out to favored users by employees at the woke company, with many non-prominent accounts with fewer than 10,000 followers getting verified. At the same time, Twitter refused to give verified status to prominent conservative and anti-establishment accounts including James O'Keefe and Julian Assange. Musk's introduction of the paid verification system puts an end to the previous, biased regime, but also creates its own problems, such as pranksters and impersonators paying for a blue check mark to appear more authentic. The new system also has potential benefits. It will raise the cost of operating effective spam bots, since unverified accounts will have to compete against what will likely be a much larger mass of verified accounts, which may continue to be privileged in Twitter's algorithm. Over the weekend, Musk appeared to relent to at least some of the former blue checkmark army, providing verification to a variety of celebrity accounts without much logic to his choices. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.